This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Lion City, Singapore last afternoon in the second leg of his two-nation tour after concluding his successful visit to Brunei. He was received by Singapore's Minister of Home Affairs and Law, K. Shanmugam. Mr. Modi is visiting the country at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. Speaking to the media person, ME spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, both leaders will meet to review the progress of India-Singapore strategic partnership and exchange view on regional and global issue of mutual interest. Earlier, India and Brunei signed an MOU for cooperation in the operation of telemetry, tracking and telecommand station for satellite and launch vehicles. The two countries also decided to elevate the bilateral ties to enhance partnership to further strengthen, deepen relationship in all areas of mutual interest. It was decided after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Sultan of Brunei, Hasi Hasnal Bolkiah, in Bandar Seri Begawan. In his remark during the talks, the Prime Minister said, Brunei being an important partner in India's Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision is a guarantee of bright future for both nations. Mr. Modi also highlighted that India supports Vikaswad developmentalism, not Vistarwad expansionism. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that centre is closely monitoring the ongoing flood situation in Andhra Pradesh. In social media posts, Mr. Shah said the government has constituted a central team of experts led by Additional Secretary of Ministry of Home Affairs. An interministerial team will visit the flood-affected district of Krishna, NTR, Guntur and other areas in Andhra Pradesh today. Led by Sanjeev Kumar Jindal, Additional Secretary for Disaster Management in the Union Home Ministry, the team will inspect the damage caused by the flood and speak directly with the victims. Earlier, a total of 26 National Disaster Response Force teams have been deployed in flood-affected areas of Andhra Pradesh. They are actively engaged in rescue and relief operation in coordination with central and state agencies. The pensioners of employees pension scheme will now able to receive the pension from any bank across the country starting from January 1, 2025. This will benefit more than 78 lakh pensioners of the Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO. Union Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said the approval of centralized pension payment scheme system marks a significant milestone in the modernization of the EPFO. He added that disbursement of pension from any bank branch in the country will address the long-standing challenge faced by pensioners. The minister further said that this is a crucial step in ongoing efforts to transform the EPFO into more robust, responsive and tech-enabled organization. There will be no need for permission to visit the branch for any verification at the time of commencement of their pension, and pension shall be immediately credited upon release. The centralized system will also ensure the disbursement of pensions throughout India without any need for transfer of pension payment orders from one office to another, even the pensioner move from one location to another or changes their bank or branch. Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, ADNOC and ExxonMobil have announced a strategic partnership to develop a world's largest low-carbon hydrogen facility, marking a significant leap forward in the race to lead the global energy transition. The agreement witnessed by Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, will see ADNOC acquire 35% equity stake in ambitious project, which will be based in Baytown, Texas. India service sector's activities surged to 5-month high in August due to resilient demand and easy inflationary pressure, according to Service Purchasing Manager Index PMI released yesterday. At the Paris Paralympics, archer Harvinder Singh has made history by clinching a gold medal, becoming the first ever Indian to win a medal in archery across the both Olympics and Paralympics. And that is the end of this news bulletin.